Kuka's blues. I remember Kuka, with red lips and ink-black hair in the picture that I found. I can see her dancing when the music was low and slow, in shiny dress and jewelry, somewhere where they used to go. That was so long ago, when the red car would always ride way up to Spring Street, down the tracks to the other side. They pulled over and dropped her at the house so late at night. She waved her keys and said goodbye and went inside to cry. I guess she had some babies and two more after that. They grew up men and ladies and some got old and fat. She got a call from Tony. What happened yesterday when a man came down to see you? She didn't have much to say.
You were a child and the first school bell rang. The kids did hurry as the birds they all sang. You looked at your mother as the tears filled her eyes. And you know it's a long goodbye. The day you first saw her, you said she's the one. Sky shut it open, cause the searching was done. She was gone with a blink of an eye. And you know it's a long goodbye. Spinning, spinning, the world like a top. The wheels keep turning, seems never to stop. All of a sudden, rain falls from the sky and you cry. It's a long goodbye. Huey was alright the last time he wrote. He sent some money cause she was so broke. Soon came a letter with a medal inside. And she knows it's a long goodbye. When I got home, there were lights on the tree. The kids all stood up, they were waiting for me. But again I woke up with a prayer and a sigh. And you know it's a long goodbye. Spinning and spinning, world like a top. Wheels keep turning, seems never to stop. All of a sudden, rain falls from the sky and you cry. It's a long goodbye. It's a long goodbye. It's a long goodbye. It's a long
angels with dirty faces, broken windows smile, weeds for hair, strolling around the corner like a millionaire with one shoe on and one shoe lost, stands a wounded man who just laughs it off. Lost a brother last night to the howling wind. Find an empty doorway, it'll be back again. And the angels with dirty faces go it alone.
One time, one night, a wise man was telling stories to me about the places he had been to and the things he had seen. A lady dressed in white with the man she loved standing along the side of their pickup truck. A shot rang out in the night. Just when everything seemed right, another headline written down in America. The guy that lived next door in 305 took the kids to the park and disappeared about 9:30. Who will ever know how much she loved him so that dark night alone in America? A quiet voice is singing something to me, an age-old song about the home of the brave in this land here of the free, one time, one night in America. Four small boys playing ball in a parking lot. A preacher, a teacher, and the other became a cop. A car skidded in the rain, making the last little one a saint. One more light goes out in America. A young girl tosses a coin in the wishing well. She hopes for a heaven, while for her, there's just this hell. She gave away her life to become somebody's wife. Another wish unanswered in America. People having so much faith die too soon while all the rest come late. Rewrite a song that no one sings on a cold black stone where a lasting peace will finally bring. The sunlight plays upon my window pane. I wake up to a world that's still the same. My father said to be strong and that a good man could never do wrong in a dream I had last night in America. A wise man was telling stories to me about the places he had been to and the things he had seen. A quiet voice is singing something to me, an age-old song about the home of the brave in this land here of the free, one time, one night in America.
Will the wolf survive? Through the chill of winter, running across a frozen lake, hunters out on his trail, all odds against him. With a family to provide for, the one thing he must keep alive. Drifting by the roadside, lines etched on an aging face, wants to make some honest pay, losing to the range war. He's got two strong legs to guide him, two strong arms to keep him alive. Standing, pouring rain, all alone, a world changed. Running scared, forced to hide in the land where he once stood, with pride. But he'll find his way by the morning light. Sounds across the nation, coming from young hearts and minds, battered drums and old guitars, singing songs of passion. It's the truth that they all look for, the one thing they must keep alive. Will the wolf survive?
Place where you never go. I can't say that I know. Some say it's a place where you'll never grow. Lord knows what we'll find behind those gates of gold. Mama, won't you gently rock my soul and tell me please, oh, what we'll find behind those gates of gold, behind those gates of gold, behind those gates of gold.
Speak soft.
One time.
Speak. Speak softly. Don't wait for baby. Come and hold me once more before I have to leave. If there's a lot of work out there, everything will be fine. And I'll send for you, baby, just a matter of time. I'd lie. The only thing we know. Come and tell me once more before you have to go. There's a better world out there, though it doesn't seem right. Will it be like our home? Just a matter of time. And I hope it's all it seems, not another empty dream. There's a time for you and me in a place living happily. Not another empty dream. There's a time for you and me in a place living happily. Walk quietly, don't make a sound. Believe in what you're doing. I know we can't be wrong. And don't worry about us here, we'll be alright. And we'll be there with you, just a matter of time. And we'll all be together, just a matter of time. A matter of time. matter of time. We'll be together in a matter of time. You and me, in a matter of time. Will it be like our home?
I, Guy Vickers, Esquire, barrister at law, and learned therein allegedly, really must advise you to pull this rolling tin can over. The lights have been flashing at us for quite some time. All joyrides must come to an end, I suppose. Not that we've run out of gas. We could have played all night. Nevertheless, ID and registration are now being asked for, and we are being reminded that certain laws cannot be broken. Very well, then. It is hereby acknowledged, for the record, that all of the work contained herein has been protected by legal copyright, and any unauthorized reproduction will result in a knock on your door at 4 a.m. by a rather large man in an ill-fitting suit, thrusting a very large stack of papers under your nose. Nobody wants that. Therefore, let it be known that the words and music herein are used by permission, and copyrighted by the following.
All songs were written by David Kent Hidalgo and Louis Frausto Perez Jr. Da Vince Music / No KO Music, BMI, and Chicken on Fire / Hot Churro Music, BMI, administered by BMG.
Joyride was written and produced by Grant Heyer. Mastering by Paul Dugray. This car is registered to Louis Frausto Perez Jr., who offers his special thanks to Rodolfo Araña Lopez, Luis J. Rodriguez, and Luis R. Torres. Thanks, too, to Steve Berlin for helping to coordinate the musical talent. Those drivers who took the wheel shall now be named. The Road to Gila Bend was performed by David Hidalgo of Los Lobos. Be Still was performed by Quetzal. Song of the Sun was performed by Doyle Bramall II. Made to Break Your Heart was performed by Sid Straw, Donald Edgar Piper, Han Rowe, a.k.a. Somatic, and Michelle Delore.
La Venganza de los Pelados was performed by Making Movies.
The song La Pistola y el Corazón was performed by Josh Barker and Max Barker of Los Tex-Maniacs. Luna was performed by Cumbalache. Forever Nightshade Mary was performed by Wesley Stace. Chinese Surprise was performed by Vonda Shepherd and Mitchell Froom. If was performed by Mitchell Froom.
Mustard was performed by Edward David Anderson.
If You Were Only Here Tonight was performed by John Doe of X. Short Side of Nothing was performed by LP3 and Ruby Rosas of LP3 and The Tragedy. Saint Behind the Glass was performed by Althea Grace. Little Things was performed by Jackie Green. The Long Goodbye was performed by Rick Trevino.
Gates of Gold was performed by John McCauley of Deer Tick.
A Matter of Time was performed by David Hidalgo of Los Lobos.
¿Qué huele, mi gente? This is Serán Suátegui, and I read Ironsides and Paletero. This is a childhood dream come true, Louis. Thank you for letting me take the wheel on these. Con Safos.
Okay. This is Laura Andrade Padilla Dent, and I read Wake Up Dolores. Thank you, Louis, so much for letting me read your great words, especially a piece that allowed me the opportunity to get in touch with my roots.
This is Eileen Galindo reading Riva's House. Happy to play cowbell on any of Louis' compositions.
I'm David Greenberger, and I read Viking while away from my upstate New York home and in Chattanooga. I'm glad to be a part of this with and for Louis, And I'm grateful for our overlapping orbits and that we are fellow travelers in its various forms, road and rail, sea and sky, and the mind, most of all.
This is Grant Heyer. I read Same Brown Earth, The Purple Moon, and Angels with Dirty Faces.
Louis, my brother, co-conspirator in all things muse-driven, fellow texter of new lines of poetry at 3 a.m., I'm so glad you invited me to write and produce and to play with your friends and your words. And thanks from all of us for contributing so much to the Great American Songbook, really. Peace.
Holy Hell was read by Ginger McBride, a.k.a. G-Snaps.
My name is Richard Montoya, and I had the honor of reading, in 1964, Louis Pérez's tome poem, his love letter, his valentine, to his Hamel Street of East L.A., just about 3 blocks from where I'm talking to you now in City Terrace. It's about 3:30 a.m. It's so quiet you can hear the gallos down the street. And that's exactly what Louis does. He provides a compass for us to not only tell us where we are, but who we are. My God, what a genius.
This is Rose Portillo. I read Margie's Heart and Cuca's Blues, and it was an honor, Louis. Thanks, hermano.
Hi. My name is Diane Rodriguez, and I read 2 Janes and 27 Spanishes. Believe, faith is art.
This is Luis J. Rodriguez, and I read Father, One Time, One Night, and Good Morning, Aslan. All my best to my friend, hermano, my homie, Luis Perez.
I'm Rick Salinas of Culture Clash, and I read Don't Disappear. Louis, orale.
Hey, this is George Saunders. I read The Circus Comes to Town and The Hardest Part on a rainy porch in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks, Brother Louis, and best of luck.
This is Herbert Siguenza of Culture Clash. I just read Rudy's Party. I'm so honored to be on this recording. Orale, Louis.
I'm Luis Torres, journalist, editor, author, and second runner-up in the Rob Reiner lookalike contest. I helped Louis cobble the book. And for this phase of the project, I read Will the Wolf Survive, Lagoon, and Crayon Sun.
I'm Luis Alberto Urrea, and I read 3 poems. The Valley, The Road to Gila Bend, and Tony and Maria, giving a shout out of congratulations to my tocayo, Luisito of Los Lobos.
Matter of Time by Mary Bettis, A Recollection. It was 3 days before Thanksgiving in 2011. I had just finished a long day of parent-teacher conferences as school counselor at St. Juliana School in Fullerton, California. I stuffed the reports into my briefcase and headed to the school parking lot. I tossed the attaché onto the back seat of the car and put the key in the ignition. The song Matter of Time, sung by Elvis Costello, came on the radio, and at that moment I found myself transported back in time, which invoked memories that were both joyful and sad. Speak softly, don't wake the baby. Come and hold me once more before I have to go. There's a lot of work out there. Everything will be fine, and I'll send for you, baby, in just a matter of time. The first time I heard this song, I was on my way to Mount St. Mary's College in Los Angeles, where I was an undergraduate student. It was a cold January morning in 1983. I had just dropped off our 6-year-old son at school and entered the Pomona Freeway headed westbound. My husband, Louis Perez, had left the night before on a six-week tour of the Midwest. It was midnight, and the 15-passenger Dodge van had just arrived to pick him up when he came to our bedroom to say goodbye. He gave me a kiss and whispered, "I left a copy of my new song on the kitchen table." One more kiss, and off he went into the night air with his suitcase and a couple of burritos in a brown paper bag. I put the cassette into the player and listened to the unfinished track. On the cassette, Dave Hidalgo's voice, accompanied only by a guitar, was singing the lyrics to the song he co-wrote with Louis. As I traveled through East LA and the downtown area of Los Angeles, the lyrics I heard on the car's cassette player began to take on new meaning. They seemed to narrate everything I passed as I drove to school. I thought of the struggles of an immigrant family being separated by the need to work, a parent leaving home, and the ones they love, leaving their country to make a better life. The exchange between the couple in the song is beautiful and heartbreaking. It paints a portrait of sacrifice on many levels, and it softly echoed our life, Louis and mine. "Truly a Matter of Time" is an ode to the migrant journey most of our descendants took, either generations ago or most recently. Certainly the song was a metaphoric love letter to my son and me, as Louis and I faced a long and arduous period apart during those early years of Los Lobos touring. The story of migration transcends many cultural boundaries. Equally, the song has universal appeal. Sung, for example, by Elvis Costello to striking labor unions in England in 1985, it affirms that the historical narrative of the biblical Exodus is not limited to one race or nation. It can be England, Mexico, Syria, El Salvador, or the barrios of Los Angeles. Theologian Walter Brueggemann suggests that as a society, sometimes we suffer from a collective amnesia. He describes how people are often forgotten or discarded according to their perceived usefulness. If we look at the implications of the Exodus, we might see the repetition, by and large, of mass human flight. Throughout history, people have left their homes to escape famine, war, or persecution in search of a better life. And the parallel to the early migrants of a diaspora, suspicion, exploitation, and hatred have often replaced empathy, community, and contribution. When I consider the contribution Los Lobos has made, it becomes evident that it is impossible to separate the culture from the music, particularly as seen in the written word. Many of the musical influence originate from the city that Los Lobos grew up in, the variety of music they listened to, and the cultural and spiritual traditions of their childhood that have informed their work. All these images become a canvas of beautiful pictures that come alive when you hear their songs. Broadly speaking, these melodies and mantras come from an immigrant story, an immigrant consciousness, and an immigrant community. The cultural richness of the immigrant community is frequently mitigated by the lived experience of its people. Immigrants are not just the useful gardeners, farm workers, housekeepers, cooks, and janitors. A migrant's contribution is often realized in their poets, playwrights, doctors, lawyers, and in the case of Los Lobos, just another band from East LA.